from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. There are two advantages to a new online discrimination and hate reporting tool adopted by Timmins and District Victim Services and the city's Community Programs Department. Department Manager Megan Baranek says it collects data on the incidents of discrimination and hate and provides support to the person filing a report when they want it.
It depends on the individual. It depends on factors like how an individual grew up, their traumas and their culture. And I think that's why we're kind of taking this approach to kind of find out what works best for each individual.
A link to the reporting tool and a list of what might qualify as hate and discrimination are on MyTimmonsNow.com. The Ford government is introducing legislation to establish the province's first ever integrated energy plan. It's meant to ensure the entire energy sector is aligned behind the government's pro-growth agenda. The Affordable Energy Act would prioritize zero-emissions nuclear energy to generate more electricity, support the government's expansion of energy efficiency programs to help families save money, and help get more electric vehicle chargers built. Energy Minister Stephen Lecce says this strategy is needed because the demand for energy is increasing rapidly. Forecasts say the province's demand for electricity will increase by 75% by 2050. A new poll shows a majority of Canadians would favor a federal election before the end of the year. The Angus Reid survey shows the idea is supported by 52% of Canadians. There is a majority in all 10 provinces. The next federal vote must be held by next October, but the decision by the New Democrats to abandon their support of the minority Liberals increases the risk that the government could be defeated and forced to call an election. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada will cut the number of permanent residents allowed into this country by at least 20%. The immigration targets will drop from 500,000 this year to 395,000 next year, then 380,000 in 2026 and 365,000 the year after that. The reduced targets follow years of rapid increase in new permanent residents and a ballooning number of people coming to Canada temporarily. Federal ministers say the influx has put pressure on housing and affordability. In Country 93.1 Sports, a rare Thursday night NOJHL game at the MAC tonight when the cellar-dwelling Kirkland Lake Gold Miners take on the third-place Timmins Rock. Face-off is set for just a few minutes after 7 o'clock.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.